And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. In a first-of-its-kind lawsuit, the American Civil Liberties Union today announcing that it is suing the Highland Park Public Schools for failing to ensure children are reading at the appropriate grade level. The district has been struggling on all fronts, now under the control of an emergency manager with an $11 million budget deficit. To talk about the logic of this move, I'm joined by David Hecker. He's the president of the Michigan chapter of the American Federation of Teachers. David, thanks for joining us on WILS this evening.
Good to be on. Thank you.
Highland Park now is certainly not the only school district where a large proportion of the students are not proficient in reading or math, for that matter. Why is the ACLU focusing on that school district?
Well, you know, we have the American Federation of Teachers have long pointed out the inequities in education funding and the lack of proper funding for Highland Park schools and other districts as well. Highland Park schools have also experienced a revolving door of superintendents, so minimal administrative support to the teachers and the staff educating the children. And it's a community that years and years ago, when Chrysler left, the state did nothing to come in to try to address and provide a foundation for the economy of the community. So it's a very poor community. It's a community that cares a lot about their citizens and their families, but it's a community that faces many obstacles. And the inadequate funding of the schools, the revolving doors of administrators, are not helpful to the education of a child.
Well, the numbers are very dire, according to the 2011 Michigan Education Assessment Program. Highland Park, 10% of their third graders were proficient in math, just 22% were proficient in reading. It's a big problem there. Although, how is this lawsuit going to change that dynamic?
Well, the lawsuit, again, filed by the ACLU, the lawsuit highlights a requirement of the state to provide a quality education to all children and to make sure that children can read at the level they should be reading at. And so if this lawsuit by the ACLU is successful, the state's going to have to step up to its obligation and provide the resources necessary so that all children, including those in Highland Park, which this case centers on, receive the quality education they deserve.
Well, 22% proficiency in reading is certainly not good. What would you say is an acceptable level then?
You know, every child needs to have the resources, the help, the assistance they need to reach their maximum potential. Children learn at different speeds. Children will reach different levels in learning. The bottom line is that the resources need to be there so every child is able to achieve their maximum potential. And, you know, the numbers from Highland Park are Highland Park, but it's an indictment of all of society that, that while this state gives corporations an 86% tax cut, we are failing the children in Highland Park. As in some other districts as well, by, again, taking taxpayer money, lining the pockets of special interest corporations rather than using it to properly fund education for our children.
I'm talking to David Hecker, president of the Michigan chapter of the American Federation of Teachers. So the district is already in an $11 million hole in its budget. Who says that giving them more money will necessarily change the levels of proficiency in Highland Park?
Well, it's never, and AFT never, ever, ever says it's just about money. It, of course, is not just about money. But money is important. Money is important so you could have smaller class sizes, because all the research shows that smaller class sizes make it better, a better opportunity for a child to learn. I don't know the last time you've been in Highland Park school buildings. I'm there a great deal. And they're not exactly environments conducive to learning as far as the infrastructure of the schools go. It's also a community with many, many, many economic challenges. And it isn't just a matter of properly funding education. It's a matter of the state coming in to pour economically poor communities and to help rebuild those communities. So mothers and fathers have jobs, and mothers and fathers have the resources they want to be able to provide for their kids.
Well, tell me then, where is the line between the school's ability to teach, no matter how much money is provided to the school system, and the parents of the children to instill a desire and a discipline for them to learn?
Everyone is responsible. The teacher in the classroom, the paraprofessional, the secretary, the superintendent, the school board, the emergency manager in this case, everyone is responsible within the public schools to do everything they can to provide the best education for the children. Families and community are also very responsible.
What is it this lawsuit is going to result in, though? I mean, is it going to somehow force school districts like Highland Park to invest more money? And where will the money even come from?
Well, if the lawsuit by the ACLU is successful, it will force the state to live up to the commitment, not just the commitment, the requirement that the state has to be able to make sure that every child is taught to learn at the level, to learn and to read at the level that they should be at.
Isn't that the responsibility of the individual districts and not necessarily the states?
Well, but the funding for education in Michigan comes from the state. That's where funding, well, we changed how we fund schools in 1994, and 85% comes from the state. 5-6% probably comes from the federal government, and a few dollars come locally, but it's the state that funds our schools.
Now, you said you've spent time in the Highland Park Public Schools. What is it that's happening there when you're there watching classrooms, watching kids learning? What is it that's happening there that explains this very low proficiency rate? Are kids sitting and listening to the teachers? Is there some kind of active learning that's happening there at all?
There are. I see teachers. I see staff doing their job, teaching, assisting the teacher, making sure the school administratively is being run, secretaries, maintenance workers, keeping the schools in the best conditions they can be in, given the drastic cuts to education and therefore layoffs, so there are less people working in the schools to take care and educate our children. I see that going on. I see it going on with outdated textbooks. I see it going on without the kind of technology that so many other schools have.
What's going on
without the breadth of program because of finances that other schools have.
What's the environment in the classroom, though? Are students listening? Are students learning? Are they participating in the process?
It's going to be like most classrooms. You know, I'll go back a few years to when I was in school. You have some children who are actively engaged. You have some, I'll say, sort of in the middle, who are listening, and then you have some who are tuning out. And that's probably in almost every classroom there is. But the overwhelming majority of the kids are engaged with the teacher, and the teacher is getting them involved in the lesson, in the program. But there are so many factors that influence the education that a child gets that goes beyond what happens in the four walls of the classroom.
Although I do need to ask you, with a 22% proficiency rate in reading, does that indicate that up to 80% of the classroom is either not paying attention or not be involved?
What that indicates is there needs we need to go in and we need to do a thorough research, and I don't mean research as far as prolonged time. We don't have that, but we need to go in and sit down and figure out exactly why that is happening. Again, there are a variety of factors. Everyone is responsible. Can the teachers be doing, taking a different approach? Can they be doing more here rather than more there? I'm sure there are instances of that. Can the support staff be doing things differently to help support education? I'm sure there are instances of that. But there are so many other factors as well that, again, go into it. And we need to look at all the factors. Everyone is responsible for this. And as I said before, everyone, all of society should be ashamed that we're letting this happen to children in Highland Park mm-hmm. and a few other communities.
Finally, the result of the lawsuit, do you think it's likely to be just a symbolic measure, or do you think that actually more funding will be allocated to education based on what happens here?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, while state constitution language varies by state, needless to say, there are examples from other states where I'll say similar, not the same, but similar lawsuits have been brought that have resulted in rulings that the state has not stepped up to their responsibility in providing the kind of support they're responsible for providing to schools. So hopefully this lawsuit results in a decision like that.
David Hecker, president of the Michigan chapter of the American Federation of Teachers. David, thanks for joining us and explaining this very interesting story.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
And we're coming right back. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.